To lose weight, you need a calorie deficit. So how much of a calorie deficit do you actually need? So this is a common question that I get asked as a dietitian. Now, this is obviously a very nuanced and contextual topic, to be honest, and it requires tailored guidance. But hopefully, I can provide some direction for you so you can just start understanding what you potentially need to do. So in this podcast episode, I'm going to simply share the insight and perspective to help you understand calorie strategy with more clarity and an idea of maybe how much of a calorie deficit you may actually need to achieve your fat loss goals. So without further ado, let's get into the podcast. Welcome to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. This podcast is for athletes of all levels who want to level up their nutrition to level up their game. Join me as I explore the world of nutrition, health, and performance. Each week, I dive into a new topic to help expand your knowledge, separate truth from myth, and change your perspective so you can start winning the right way and reach your peak potential. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian nutrition coach. Let's go. Welcome back to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian and nutritionist. And today we're talking calorie deficits, we're talking fat loss, we're talking how much of a calorie deficit do you actually need to achieve fat loss? Because it's good and all knowing the overarching strategy, but then it comes down to how much of that strategy you need to do, especially when it comes to something like calorie deficit, when it's a game of playing around with, increasing something or decreasing something and then having a strategy around that and managing that over time. Now, I'm going to just start off by saying, if you were expecting, like if you clicked on this podcast, saw the title and expected you're going to get an exact calorie deficit target or number or exact strategy laid out to you in awesome detail, you will be mistaken. Because unfortunately, when it comes to an actual calorie deficit strategy, when it comes down to the specific numbers, the specific what you need to do, well, it's individual. I can't answer that for you. You know, without knowing your situation, assessing you, working with you, it's hard for me to actually do that. But what I can do is provide you some perspective on what kind of considerations you can make for yourself to guide you on this decision and kind of move you closer to realizing what kind of calorie deficit you need to be achieving, or at least guide you in the direction so you can start focusing on calibrating your calorie deficit in a much more effective way. And by doing that, you'll slowly start to see results, hopefully, and then you'll see that you are in the correct calorie deficit. So let's get straight into it. How much of a calorie deficit do you actually need? Well, the answer is somewhere between not too much of a calorie deficit to the point where you're, you know, creating more metabolic adaptations more quickly for yourself, aka dieting super hard, like crash dieting, not too much so that it's a case of, it's not sustainable and you're losing too fast, too quickly, which is then increasing risk of one, obviously not developing the right habits and behaviors, but two, potentially losing some more muscle mass than you are ideally hoping for, especially if you're in the context of, well, not training effectively, just trying to lose weight, that can be a risk. But then also it's between that and not too little of a calorie deficit where the margins are so low, the margins of error or whatever you want to call it are so low that you're not actually seeing the results either consistently enough or to the right degree, because you still need to create a big enough calorie deficit. It's not just like, oh, you can just create a tiny little calorie deficit and you'll be okay. For most people, there needs to be a tangible deficit achieved. It just can't be too small and can't be too big. Okay, so it's like a Goldilocks thing. And I know that that's kind of a big range to think about, but I just want you to think about that for now as we go through the rest of this podcast. Okay, so now knowing that it can't be too big, obviously if it's a huge deficit, you will lose weight. I'm not going to lie here and say that, yeah, if you do too big of a deficit, you won't lose weight. And there are some people that strategically use a big deficit, but there are other factors at play that you have to consider, and that's not within the scope of what we're talking about today anyway. But you want to make sure that it is consistently achieved, number one. So whatever deficit you create, if you can't sustain that effectively and efficiently and consistently, well, then it's not the right calorie strategy for you. So like, even if like in the context, let's go back now, you know, I said, keep an eye, you know, your mind on that range principle. Let's go back to that for a second. So I gave you like a range. So now let's say you found out just hypothetically that that range is somewhere between 300 calories and 500 calories, just to keep the number simple, you know. And FYI, for a good chunk of people, somewhere between, you know, 300, 500, 300, 600 calories, somewhere between there will be a good enough calorie deficit for them to stick to. So just keep that in mind. If you're looking for some kind of tangible number, that's the best that I can give you considering the nuanced situation when it comes to this. But yeah, the range. So now let's look at that range. Now, if you're at the bottom of that range, so you're doing only 300 calorie deficit, let's say, and let's say hypothetically that loses X, Y, and Z amount of weight. And let's say you're at 500 or 600 calorie deficit and you lose ABC amount of weight. While both of those, like anything within that range, let's say it's hypothetically for you, you know, the right range for you to lose weight consistently. The correct answer for where you need to be is, first and foremost, is where in that range is saying you can consistently stick to. Because if, for example, if 600 is just as good as 300 in terms of like it's safe, it's fine, all that sort of stuff, but you can't sustain 600 calories and it causes you to blow out your calories and go over surpluses, you know, once or twice a week and keep yourself from actually losing weight consistently, well, then that's not the right answer. Whereas if a small deficit that loses weight more slowly, but you're more consistent with it, so let's say 300 or whatever, that may be the right one for you. So you see, these are the kind of insights and perspectives I want you to share. Because while I can't give you a specific exact number, and while I can't tailor advice through this podcast to you, I can give you some considerations that you can maybe make, some questions you can ask yourself to help guide you on that decision if you are trying to do it alone. Although I will always say, you don't get brownie points for doing it alone. So if you're finding that the weight loss is not moving along or it's slower than you want it to be, or you just want some help and guidance and someone to take over that guesswork and take over that nutrition game for you, don't be shy about, you know, contacting a dietitian to work with you. You know, it can be me, it can be someone else, doesn't matter, but like, just don't be shy on getting professional help for it. You know, when you get injured, you go to a physio. Why should it be different for your nutrition? So if your nutrition is quote unquote injured, you're not seeing the results, seek professional guidance and see how much more that helps you. But yeah, so understanding that there's going to be a range, number one. Number two, you know, understanding that the point of which the calories you choose, more or less, because remember, you're not going to have the exact calorie deficit each day. There's going to be some movement around. That's just normal. Just going to choose like a general direction that you can actually stick to and sustain. That's number two. And I guess if you were to throw number three, it would be considering all your other factors, like how much do you have to lose, your health history, your past history, you know, how long do you plan to diet for, all this sort of stuff. There's other things to consider as well, especially if you're like in sport as well, you got to consider that. You know, too much of a deficit diminishes your performance. I mean, any deficit will diminish your performance. So if you're in a sport or performance inclined, then what can happen is you create too much of a deficit or the wrong kind of deficit. You have the wrong strategy around fat loss. And next minute, you know, you're not the same player that you used to be, which can be an issue if you're playing in a sport or a team or a competition that is more quote unquote elite, or just you're at a competitive level, I should say. So yeah. So look, I'm not going to keep rambling on about this because like I said, I keep talking about the same things over and over. Hopefully this has given you some insight, some perspective on the types of things to think about when it comes to what kind of calorie deficit you need. So hopefully you now understand there's no this universal holy grail number that everyone should just kind of follow. You know, it can be a range and it will be a range and it will depend on you. But if you wanted, like I said, if you wanted to walk away with some kind of number, most people somewhere between 300 and 600 calorie deficit will find their mark. So do with that what you will. And if you need me, if you want to talk coaching, please let me know. Description notes below, you'll see the details of how to contact me, email or Instagram. And just tell me, are you interested in discussing coaching? I'll share you the details. We'll talk about what services I offer. See if we're a good fit, first and foremost, and go from there. But yeah, hope this podcast has actually helped you out. Hope it's, you know, of course, as always, if it has helped you out, if you are, especially if you're a consistent listener, thank you so much, first of all. But if you are a consistent listener and this podcast is helping you, you know, please consider, you know, dropping a review and a rating, you know, on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whichever one you listen to, all of them if you want to be, get an A+, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, just go drop a review and share how this podcast has helped you. Because at the end of the day, I want to grow this podcast to help more and more people like you. And if we can do that, that's the way we do it, is by promoting this podcast and showing others how valuable it can be. So yeah, if this podcast has ever helped you, consider at least dropping a review. But yeah, until next time, stay safe, stay classy. I'll talk to you soon. See you later. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode. Remember to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast so you can stay up to date whenever I drop an episode. You can also find me on socials where I regularly post valuable sports nutrition content to help you elevate your sports game, elevate your nutrition game, and reach your peak potential. Simply search for The Climbing Dietitian and be sure to click follow. Until next time, stay safe and stay dedicated. See ya.